Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Monday. I was going to say Tuesday for some reason. Monday, November 30th. It's -6, feels like -11 degrees. I'm still on the hunt for a good weather app for Canada that has the proper feels like temperature as well as the real temperature ever since degrees went away. Anyways, this episode of Dailyish brought to you by Feed Press. It's not a weather podcast. Feed.press/Dailyish is where you can check out Feed Press to check out their awesome podcast hosting and blogger analytics for your blog or podcast. Awesome new geo analytics stats. You can see where folks are coming from in the world to hear your podcast or read your blog, as the case may be. 252 megabytes of flexible file storage that rolls over monthly. You can easily upload about 4 episodes or so a month. Visit feed.press/dailyish to sign up today. And be sure to use promo code dailyish to get 10% off your first year of service. And also by folks over at Patreon. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly if you so desire, with $1 or $2 a month. Hello, friends out there in podcast listening land. I miss when we used to talk almost daily. These days it feels a little more like ish. First of all, thanks to listener @action_J on Twitter. I think his given name is Jay, but he goes by @action_J on the social medias. He recently gifted me a copy of European Truck Simulator 2 after I tweeted out about how it was on sale for $5 or something on Steam. And so I felt obligated to show him, record a little video of my attempts to play European Truck Simulator 2. And so that's linked in the show notes. You can check out how awesome I would be if all else fails and I have to move to Europe and drive long haul truck for a living, which is actually, the game itself is actually surprisingly more, interesting and relaxing than I would have thought. I've loved playing simulation games over the years, Flight Simulator and Railroad Tycoon and that kind of stuff. And so this definitely is not outside the realm of my interests completely. But you can definitely unfollow me and unsubscribe if I ever start hitting you up on Patreon for support to go buy like a steering wheel and drive shifting thing or something for to play more intense European Truck Simulator action. That'll be when I've jumped the proverbial shark. So you can always tell when there's a long delay in podcast episodes. Well, two reasons why. One is often, you know, if just life happens and busy and stuff. But the other thing is often I have like something I know I should be talking about, or an idea I have in my head, or a life circumstance that I kind of want to talk about. I'm not sure how to. And so then I just delay, and then I don't record a podcast or episode for a while. And this one's a little bit of both. The thought that I had that I wanted to talk about is just how I've known this for a long time, but just maybe voicing it, giving it a thought, an episode of how I live life by reacting to things. And it's in my marriage to my wife, it's great in for me because she's a planner. I'm not. And so I get all the benefits of her planning ability. And I try to, you know, impart a little bit of my relaxed, chill attitude about planning things to her. But I know she definitely gets the worse end of that arrangement. But I'm 39 this year. I'm still find myself. I'm waiting for someone to tell me that I'm an adult. I'm waiting for someone to tell me that I'm an adult and what exactly I am supposed to be or do or be and do. Getting a real job, getting married, buying a home, having 3 kids. All things that are signs that I'm, you know, officially an adult, but still, I'm still kind of like waiting for someone to come along and give me a medal or a diploma or something. I don't know what. You'd think getting like, you know, minivan repair bills, that's pretty much your diploma that you're an adult, pass a rite of passage. But I thought even having kids would, you know, change it more, and it certainly has changed me. But it just kind of, you know, it highlights your strengths and your weaknesses, my strengths and my weaknesses, just as a result of what kids put you through, the good and the bad. And I thought starting my own business, you know, I'd be able to have more control. But again, it just kind of highlights more of your strengths and weaknesses and stuff. And so I don't really have an answer. There isn't like an end to this. It's definitely a low burning kind of like stress / thing I know I need to do something about. and that is figure out a plan for this life. Because not that, like, I've always bristled at the idea of like life plans and even like with goals and things, because I think the pessimistic side of me says, well, you're going to fail anyway, so why bother planning? And then the lazy side of me / take it as it comes side of me says, don't worry, tomorrow will figure it out itself. Today's got enough of worries of its own, etc. And so somewhere stuck in the middle is where I am. But definitely, I think having some plans, and I mean, I hate to bring up the New Year's resolution thing, because that's still, you know, a little ways away or whatever, but definitely that's also part of it. And as we're sort of planning on what we're going to be doing for going away and stuff and over Christmas and thinking about that, and it's just kind of like opportunity for change and opportunity for things to sort of be done differently when you return. And I like to try and take advantage of those opportunities, even if it's short-lived. So that's where I'm at with that. How do you live life? Are you like a planner, a goal setter and an achiever? Or do you just kind of do like I've been doing, reacting to things and not really going with anything set in particular? I find often I get out of breath and I just start rambling and just saying things quicker and quicker, as if in attempt to, you know, catch my breath somehow. And I'll just find a way to end a sentence by rambling and quickly getting to something. But I've realized it's better just to edit, pause, take a breath and edit out that gap. And hopefully we both end up with something a little more listenable and a little more interesting. So as a result of one of the things I'm doing with this going away thing, like I mentioned in episode 145, is that I think I'm going to take the podcast to be Patreon supporter only when I'm gone, or when I leading up to when I'm gone. And that kind of makes me nervous, because I mean, I don't want to like lose a bunch of people, and I don't really want to do it out of like a get more money scheme, although I like money, but more just, I think it'll give me the freedom to spill a little more, talk a little more directly, share details of what's been going on without worrying about who might be listening. With people listening, or supporters on Patreon listening, I have a very clear idea of who actually is listening. And there'll be I'll build a special subscriber feed for those folks. And then I think what I'll do afterwards is just, you know, put the shows back into the feed after the fact. So if you don't want to subscribe through Patreon and stuff, that's fine. And you can listen after I get back, and I'll try and put it in like sort of chronological order. That'll stay in there. You'll be able to sort of listen and catch up, I guess, as it were. I think that's what I'll do. We'll see how it all plays out and if I can get the technology to work right. I know Kyle's doing something similar over on Transmission, so I can probably learn a little bit from him. But yeah, so if you want to check out patreon.com/iChris, just like $1 a month minimum, and you'll get access to those episodes for sure, if that's the route I end up going. And feel free to send me any questions you have. iChris on Twitter, chris@goodstuff.fm is my email. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye.